Module 4. Sandstorms in Asia. Reading and vocabulary. Sandstorms in Asia. Sandstorms have been a major disaster for many Asian countries for centuries. Scientists have tried many ways to solve this problem, and in China, a mass campaign has been started to help solve it. Sandstorms are strong, dry winds that carry sand. They are often so thick that you cannot see the sun, and the wind is sometimes strong enough to move sand dunes. The four main places in the world where there are sandstorms are Central Asia, North America, Central Africa, and Australia. Renchenbo from Inner Mongolia described a terrible sandstorm he experienced as a child in the desert. To have been caught in a sandstorm was a terrible experience, he said. There was nothing to be done. It was the most frightening and the most dangerous situation I've ever been in. You just had to hope you'd survive. I thought I was going to disappear under the sand. Northwest China is part of the sandstorm center in Central Asia. Sandstorms begin in desert areas. Sandstorms in China appear to have increased in recent years as a result of desertification. This is a process that happens when land becomes desert because of climate changes and because people cut down trees and dig up grass. Sandstorms sometimes affect Beijing. Citizens wake up to an orange sky and strong winds that cover the city in a thick, brown-yellow dust. The storms sometimes continue all day, and traffic moves very slowly because the thick dust makes it difficult to see. The Chinese Central Weather Station can forecast a sandstorm some weeks before it arrives in Beijing, but the strength of the storm sometimes surprises people. When a sandstorm arrives in the city, weather experts advise people not to go out. Huang Xiaomei, who lives in Beijing, says, "To be cycling in a sandstorm is frightening. The winds are very strong. It's difficult to breathe, and the dust makes me ill. So, if you want to go out, you'd better wear a mask." The desert is only 250 kilometers away to the west of Beijing. To prevent it coming nearer, the government is planting trees. Already the government has planted more than 30 billion trees and plans to continue planting for the next 5 years. Listening and vocabulary. Activity 2. Listen to an environmental expert's speech. Put the topics below in the order you hear them.
David, what do you see as the main problems with the environment?
Well, in a nutshell, the most urgent problem of all is the climate. The world's climate seems to be getting warmer.
We've seen a lot of evidence of that, haven't we? Hotter summers, warmer winters, that kind of thing.
Yes, we have. Also, scientists have found that the ice at the poles is beginning to melt.
We've heard that too. Is that really happening?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. And at some time in the future, the ice may melt completely. Then it's possible that the sea could rise and coastal cities like New York and Shanghai could disappear underwater.
It sounds very frightening.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's scary.
Can you explain why the climate's getting warmer?
Well, I'll do my best. It's pollution that's the problem. Gases from cars enter the atmosphere and stop the sun's heat from leaving the atmosphere. And factories give out chemicals that do the same thing. So, as a result, the climate is getting warmer.
From what I understand, carbon dioxide from cars is a major problem.
You're absolutely right. Carbon dioxide is the gas that does most damage to the atmosphere. But we have a problem with trees, too. You see, trees give out oxygen and take in carbon dioxide. So they're very useful because they use up the carbon dioxide.
I know what you're going to say. We're cutting down all the trees.
Yes, we cut them down because we need the land and because we use the wood for paper and furniture. That leaves more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
It's a terrible situation.
Yes, and another problem is all the garbage that we produce. We burn a lot of garbage and, once again, the gases pollute the atmosphere. The situation couldn't be worse, really.
We should recycle garbage, not burn it.
Of course we should.
It's strange. We know all this, and yet we do nothing but talk about it. I can't help but feel very concerned.
Yes, well, it is worrying. But governments are beginning to do something about it. I don't think it's too late.
Activity 3. Check the meaning of the words. Now listen again. Answer the questions.
David, what do you see as the main problems with the environment?
Well, in a nutshell, the most urgent problem of all is the climate. The world's climate seems to be getting warmer.
We've seen a lot of evidence of that, haven't we? Hotter summers, warmer winters, that kind of thing.
Yes, we have. Also, scientists have found that the ice at the poles is beginning to melt.
We've heard that too. Is that really happening?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. And at some time in the future, the ice may melt completely. Then it's possible that the sea could rise and coastal cities like New York and Shanghai could disappear underwater.
It sounds very frightening.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's scary.
Can you explain why the climate's getting warmer?
Well, I'll do my best. It's pollution that's the problem. Gases from cars enter the atmosphere and stop the sun's heat from leaving the atmosphere. And factories give out chemicals that do the same thing. So, as a result, the climate is getting warmer.
From what I understand, carbon dioxide from cars is a major problem.
You're absolutely right. Carbon dioxide is the gas that does most damage to the atmosphere. But we have a problem with trees, too. You see, trees give out oxygen and take in carbon dioxide. So they're very useful because they use up the carbon dioxide.
I know what you're going to say. We're cutting down all the trees.
Yes, we cut them down because we need the land and because we use the wood for paper and furniture. That leaves more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
It's a terrible situation.
Yes, and another problem is all the garbage that we produce. We burn a lot of garbage and, once again, the gases pollute the atmosphere. The situation couldn't be worse, really.
We should recycle garbage, not burn it.
Of course we should.
It's strange. We know all this, and yet we do nothing but talk about it. I can't help but feel very concerned.
Yes, well, it is worrying. But governments are beginning to do something about it. I don't think it's too late.
Activity 4. Listen again. Complete these sentences.
David, what do you see as the main problems with the environment?
Well, in a nutshell, the most urgent problem of all is the climate. The world's climate seems to be getting warmer.
We've seen a lot of evidence of that, haven't we? Hotter summers, warmer winters, that kind of thing.
Yes, we have. Also, scientists have found that the ice at the poles is beginning to melt.
We've heard that too. Is that really happening?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. And at some time in the future, the ice may melt completely. Then it's possible that the sea could rise and coastal cities like New York and Shanghai could disappear underwater.
It sounds very frightening.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's scary.
Can you explain why the climate's getting warmer?
Well, I'll do my best. It's pollution that's the problem. Gases from cars enter the atmosphere and stop the sun's heat from leaving the atmosphere. And factories give out chemicals that do the same thing. So, as a result, the climate is getting warmer.
From what I understand, carbon dioxide from cars is a major problem.
You're absolutely right. Carbon dioxide is the gas that does most damage to the atmosphere. But we have a problem with trees, too. You see, trees give out oxygen and take in carbon dioxide. So they're very useful because they use up the carbon dioxide.
I know what you're going to say. We're cutting down all the trees.
Yes. We cut them down because we need the land and because we use the wood for paper and furniture. That leaves more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
It's a terrible situation.
Yes. And another problem is all the garbage that we produce. We burn a lot of garbage and, once again, the gases pollute the atmosphere. The situation couldn't be worse, really.
We should recycle garbage, not burn it.
Of course we should.
It's strange. We know all this, and yet we do nothing but talk about it. I can't help but feel very concerned.
Yes, well, it is worrying. But governments are beginning to do something about it. I don't think it's too late.
Pronunciation and function. Activity 1. Listen and underline the words the speaker stresses.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I think you're absolutely right.
It's extremely serious.
Activity 2. Decide which words the speaker will stress. Now listen and check. Try to stress the key words and use the correct intonation.
I have no idea.
It couldn't be worse.
It's absolutely hopeless.
Cultural Corner. Read the passage and answer these questions. 1. How do countries in Europe try to improve the environment? 2. Are there organizations in China whose aim is to protect the environment? 3. What do you know about these organizations? The Green Movement.
Some countries are better than others at looking after the environment. In Europe, Germany and the northern European countries work very hard to improve the environment. People in countries such as Germany put their garbage into different bags. Paper in one bag, plastic in another bag, etc. The garbage is then taken away and, if possible, recycled. CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, chemicals which are found in refrigerators and aerosol cans, are not allowed. There are laws that do not allow people to burn too much coal. In the 1970s, as people learnt more about environmental problems, the Green Movement began and soon spread all over Europe. The Green Movement tries to get governments to think seriously about the environment and how to look after it. It collects information about how industry is damaging the environment and gives this information to newspapers. Module 4. Word List. Sandstorm. Frightening. Inland. Mass. Campaign. Dune. Desertification. Process. Citizen. Dust. Forecast. Strength. Cycle. Mask. Atmosphere. Carbon. Dioxide. Chemical. Environment. Garbage. Melt. Pollution. Recycle. Coastal. Concerned. Evidence. Major. Urgent. Pollute. Complain. Nutshell. Scary. Absolutely. Protection.
Module 5. Great People and Great Inventions of Ancient China. Reading and Vocabulary. Philosophers of Ancient China.
Ancient China was a place where states were often at war with each other. But it was also a time when there were many great philosophers. Confucius, 551 BC to 479 BC, is the philosopher whose influence has been the greatest. He stressed the importance of kindness, duty, and order in society. Chinese society was influenced by these ideas for more than 2,000 years. Mencius was a thinker whose teachings were very similar to those of Confucius. Mencius was born in 372 BC. His father died when he was young, and he was brought up by his mother. He became a student of Confucius's ideas, and was then given an important position in the government of a state. However, when he saw that the ruler was not following his advice, he resigned. For many years, he travelled from state to state, teaching the principles of Confucius. He then became an advisor to another ruler. He spent his last years preparing a book of his teachings called the Book of Mencius. Mencius believed that the reason why man is different from animals is that man is good. He taught that if the government was kind, then people would be good. He believed that people were more important than rulers, and hated the state when it treated people badly. Mao Zi was another teacher who was very influential. Born in 476 BC, he came from a family which was very poor. He became famous for his unusual clothes and behavior. Mao Zi founded the philosophy called Maoism. In some ways, his beliefs were similar to those of Confucius. For example, he considered that government was most important. As a result, he spent many years trying to find a state where people would follow his teachings. Mao Zi believed that all men were equal. His idea of love was different from the Confucian idea of kindness. Mao Zi taught that we should love all human beings and look after those who are weaker than ourselves. He hated the idea of war. Mao Zi died in 390 BC.
Pronunciation. Listen to these phrases. Decide which sound links the words that are joined. W, as in we, or Y, as in you. 1.
Let's go out.
2. Who are they? 3.
It was the end of the story.
4. I'll buy it tomorrow. 5.
Please go in.
6. I don't know who anybody is. 7.
We agreed to do it.
8.
My aunt is late.
Now listen again and repeat the sentences. 1.
Let's go out.
2. Who are they? 3.
It was the end of the story.
4. I'll buy it tomorrow. 5.
Please go in.
6. I don't know who anybody is. 7.
We agreed to do it.
8.
My aunt is late.
Listening and vocabulary. Activity 1. Work in pairs. You will hear a passage about important Chinese inventions. Decide which words you think you will hear. Now listen and check.
China has given the world many important inventions. To give an example, it is the country in which silk was first invented. Silk was made there as long ago as 3200 BC. Chinese farmers grew mulberry leaves because they knew that a certain kind of caterpillar ate them. The Chinese did not tell other countries how silk was made, and other countries paid a lot for this soft, strong material. Xu Song was an 11th century monk about whom very little is known. However, we do know that in 1092 AD, he invented the first real clock. For the first time ever, it became possible to tell the time. In the 1950s, a copy was built, and this copy can be seen today in Beijing. They say that a man called Cai Lun made paper from the bark of a tree in about 105 AD. If so, he is a man of whom China can be proud. Paper was a very important invention because it was cheap and people could afford to buy it. Before that time, writers had used expensive materials such as silk. The invention was immediately successful. However, paper did not spread to other countries for another 500 years. Printing was invented in China as early as 868 AD. The book in which printing first appeared was called the Diamond Sutra. With printing, it became possible to produce many copies at the same time. In 1041 AD, a chemist called Bi Shun invented a type of print that could move. It was not until 1454 that the first book was printed in Europe. The first time that we hear of a real toothbrush is in a Chinese book of 1498 AD. This toothbrush could clean teeth quickly and well. The toothbrush only reached Europe in the 17th century, when it quickly became very popular.
Activity 2. Listen to the passage in which five important inventions are described. Match the dates with the inventions. Now listen and check your answers.
China has given the world many important inventions. To give an example, it is the country in which silk was first invented. Silk was made there as long ago as 3200 BC. Chinese farmers grew mulberry leaves because they knew that a certain kind of caterpillar ate them. The Chinese did not tell other countries how silk was made, and other countries paid a lot for this soft, strong material. Xu Sun was an 11th century monk about whom very little is known. However, we do know that in 1092 AD, he invented the first real clock. For the first time ever, it became possible to tell the time. In the 1950s, a copy was built, and this copy can be seen today in Beijing. They say that a man called Cai Lun made paper from the bark of a tree in about 105 AD. If so, he is a man of whom China can be proud. Paper was a very important invention because it was cheap and people could afford to buy it. Before that time, writers had used expensive materials such as silk. The invention was immediately successful. However, paper did not spread to other countries for another 500 years. Printing was invented in China as early as 868 AD. The book in which printing first appeared was called the Diamond Sutra. With printing, it became possible to produce many copies at the same time. In 1041 AD, a chemist called Bi Shun invented a type of print that could move. It was not until 1454 that the first book was printed in Europe. The first time that we hear of a real toothbrush is in a Chinese book of 1498 AD. This toothbrush could clean teeth quickly and well. The toothbrush only reached Europe in the 17th century, when it quickly became very popular.
www.tingroom.com